Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 33. The air date is Thursday, August 14th, 2025. We're really excited to have you along with us. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the incomparable.
Quarter peep.
Now she's there. She still hasn't kicked me out, folks. I am getting lucky. We have a special guest with us tonight. This is one that we've been talking about for a long time. We're really fired up to have him here. Nate joins us from Fenwick in the Futures. Welcome to the show, Nate.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited about this. You know, we were talking a little bit off camera before we got started. We spend a lot of time on TikTok and YouTube and looking around, and you guys kept popping up for the longest time. And wow, we've just been enamored by your sound. And Quarter Peep and I have been discussing this now extensively, and we can't put you in a genre, and we love that about your band.
yeah that's seems to be a common thing, especially as we're playing shows with different bands. It's hard to find anyone that sounds like us. And you know, do we go the punk rock route, or do we go the alt rock route, or the pop rock route? It's always a struggle in that regard.
Well, and I can say yes, yes, and yes to all of those, because that's what we've said here too. Right. Which, what is it? But and I think that's one of the things that we love about doing this show so much, is we get bands like yours that are in here that have their own unique sound. Is that a nature of what, or a result of the place, the people that you've got with you? Is that something that's orchestrated?
You know, about 11 years ago, I started a career in TV music. And so I got my master's degree in film and TV music. And so I've been writing music for TV shows for the last 11 years. And I've just learned how to create every sound that's asked of me. And I've kind of, genre-wise, I've never pigeonholed myself into one area. I just kind of, I usually just write what I'm feeling, and it comes out however it comes out, I guess.
Yeah,
I've never, you know, decided on one specific sound, but I think our latest album has definitely gone more punk rock sound, more alternative for sure.
Mm-hmm. How did the band get together? What's kind of the history of putting it together, Fenwick in the Futures?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been in bands since high school, but when I got married, my spouse Sarah and I have been we played in two separate bands that started out being called I Am Fenwick. Her and I were always the core of the bands we've been in. And then eventually, you know, as you get older, you find guys that want to be part of the band only for so long, and everyone's got day jobs. And so it just made sense to eventually just call it Fenwick in the Futures. And so whatever bandmates I have at the time are the Futures. And that's, you know, I'm the guy the only guy that hasn't changed. So
you're Fenwick in the study.
Right, exactly. So, we've got some solid guys right now that we're really excited about, that we just we auditioned and had them join back in March of this year. So they're our current two guys on our current roster, along with my spouse. So.
Terrific. And you've been busy. There's a lot coming out, and the new album you just spoke of. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. It's called Beautiful Terrible. And really it's kind of, it kind of explores, well, you've talked about different genres, but our music kind of explores not just different genres, but different tones and different moods. Probably something I've gotten over the years from writing music for TV shows. Yeah. You know, it's called Beautiful Terrible because, you know, we have the, what we call the shadow side of our music and the light side. And it really was inspired by an online choose your own music adventure that I developed. It's really a story that I developed and put on our website, where fans get to, they go through this 5-day story They sign up for it on our website for free. We send them a free CD to accompany the story. And every day they get an email for these the duration of these 5 days that takes them through choices that they can make within that day's part of the story. And they can choose the shadow path or the light path. And that's just because we have such a wide variety of sounds and moods that we write and produce and release. So that kind of inspired Beautiful Terrible. And you'll hear on the album some similar light vibes and shadow vibes, mm-hmm. as we call them. But yeah, the concept is really just that as we go through life, we all go through shadow moments. And those shadow moments only help us recognize and appreciate more the light in our lives.
Yes. So. I absolutely
sounds
love
like it. To me, that is a form of art on its own. So it's like you have the art of music, but then you have the art within that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I consider myself at the core probably a storyteller. And so, yeah, you sure. know, I tell stories through music, but doing the Shadow Light Adventure was a way to tell an actual story. And recently we've gotten fans involved. We've noticed a lot of fans that join the adventure that are really into actual artwork, drawing and animating. Yeah, okay. And we're in the process of revamping our Shadow Light story to include fan art that we've received over the last couple of years. And we did a Shadow Light art competition that we had fans vote on in our Discord. We have yet to release the changes with the new artwork, but it's coming.
That's so cool.
That is. That's awesome. And what a great way to get the folks that are into what you're doing involved in that. That's gotta be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Our whole Discord is right now is involved. There's kind of another separate adventure that we've taken fans on. It's kind of taken on this like cosmic Where's Waldo sort of vibe where everyone's looking for Fenwick, me, who has disappeared into the depths of the cosmos. And so every week there's different clues that we send out and fans have to identify them. And there's a story that gets sent out every week. So I'm very much involved with, you know, going beyond the music with listeners.
Yes. That's you involve everybody. And that is so cool. People become a part of the band.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the idea of the Futures as well, as everyone that comes into our listenership, everyone is a future. So it's we're all futures. You know, everyone has a future. That's kind of our vibe and our focus is to, you know, as we all go through shadows in life, our main point is that you are a future no matter what shadows you mm-hmm. face in life. To focus on that, you know, through the hard times, especially focus on the fact that you are a future. So that's kind of our...
I'll tell you, Nate, that's admirable. And I wish a lot more bands did the same thing you're doing. Cause it's a fantastic concept. And what a great way to share this with the folks that are your fans.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Now the first one that we've got queued up tonight is Thanks, But No Thanks. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, it's kind of got some angst to it. So I would say it definitely is seated in more of that shadow side, but it's more about liberating yourself from control and from shadows in life.
All right.
Wow.
Let's give this one a listen.
Awesome.
This is Fenwick in the Futures and Thanks, But No Thanks.
That ever close? Are we getting buried under lies we'll never know? Holding up the inside like chemicals are old, but freedom on the upside, captive if we don't, we cannot be sold.
hypnotized, faking likeness in your eyes. Fallen order, falling cold, we cannot be sold.
Thanks, but no thanks. Nate is joining us from Fenwick and the Futures. And I think I listened to that song, Nate, and that's one of the things I love so much about your band. There are so many things that I take into that song from the standpoint of the things that I've always loved about music. And you've got everything in there. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is good stuff.
Yeah, and Quarter Peep loves it.
Awesome. You were vibing with it, I could tell.
When you've got Quarter Peep dancing like that, you know she's getting it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, folks, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side with Nate from Fenwick and the Futures.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Nate from Fenwick and the Futures. Just heard Thanks But No Thanks and love that song. Love everything that you guys are doing. And even on another front, Quarter Peep, in kind of doing her research with all of this, was taking a look at your website and some of the things that you've got out there. And you talked a little bit about the involvement with the fans and the things that you're doing with some of these stories. But tell me about the head musicianaut.
Yeah, I've always been kind of a space case. I've loved, space exploration. At one point, I even, during my college years, I applied for astrophysics as a degree. I didn't get in, thankfully, because I stuck with music after that.
There you go.
I've always been a big space nerd, so I combined musician and astronaut, and that's where we get music.
Love it.
Well, it's fun, and folks, you got to check out their website, because there are so many ways you can go on your website. The mm-hmm. things that are there make it fun. And, of course, the music is amazing. Tell us a little bit about your creative process, Nate.
Yeah. As far as writing songs, because we talked about writing stories and all that. Funny enough, with music, I usually have the story usually comes second. I usually have a melody that comes first. And I'll either sing that into my phone or directly into my recording session here in my home studio. And then I'll find it. The words don't come first. It's like I said, it's melody and chords. So I'll either on a piano or usually on my acoustic guitar, I'll pick up my guitar and figure out where does the song want to go musically. And then sometimes as I'm doing that, words will start to come. Like I'll hear words in my head and certain syllables that I want to come out on certain phrases and notes. And then that will kind of determine where the story kind of gets chiseled out of from there.
All right. The process for you, is something that once you get rolling like that, does it occur quickly? You know, we've talked to artists that have had songs that have sat on the shelf for 10 years.
Oh yeah.
And then finally were given some light. Is that kind of what you're doing as well? Or is this something that, hey, once I've got this, no, this song is coming and we're going to have this quickly.
I've definitely had both situations happen. Lately, it seems like it's been more of a shelf sitting sort of thing. Like the song we're going to listen to later, Stay Awake, that sat on the shelf for probably 5 years before I finished it. I recorded a YouTube video of it, actually, of me writing it. I just pressed record for the fans to show like the process. And then I just kind of paused and moved on to other things. And then eventually for this new album, that's when I came back to it and decided to record it all. And yeah, so about 5 years with that one. But
and that is the next one that we've got queued up. Tell us a little bit about Stay Awake.
Sure. Mental health is very much a part of a lot of central themes in our music. That's been for various reasons through my life, meeting different people that have deeply struggled with it. And even my spouse is studying mental health. She's becoming a counselor for clinical mental health counselor. She's finishing up her master's degree in that. So it's been a very important theme for both of us. And Stay Awake. I mean, I've heard different interpretations for it, but really it stems from kind of a plea to someone who is struggling with their mental health and inviting them to stay awake, stay present, stay yeah. present in life, focus on the good, focus on the light that there is in life.
Absolutely. Mm. An important song with an important message. Let's give this one a listen. This is Stay Awake from Fenwick and the Futures.
In center frame, but you're just pretending your world's not fading.
You will shake this feeling.
It's interesting because I guess I went into my newscasting days listening to that, because all I can think right now is an important song for the time that we are in. It really is. That's as much as I love the music and what you've done with it, that's an important message that a lot of folks need to hear right now.
Yeah. And actually, you mentioned that. That's 5 years ago, you know, the whole world shut down.
Yeah.
That's kind of where this seeded. Was that in my own mental health journey and figuring out, you know, where I am in life, and that all went into the song as well.
Well, it's, and again, you've got all the elements. I mean, I'm sitting here going, I'm just going to put this stuff on loop and I'm going on a road trip. Your music, Nate, is phenomenal. We absolutely love this. Well,
thank you. I really appreciate that.
You guys have been very busy, and as I mentioned at the front of the show, at the start here, we found you watching TikTok and YouTube. You have a mastery of social media. Tell us a little bit about how that's helped, and then tell us how folks can find you.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you found us on TikTok. That's our smallest platform and our newest platform. I hadn't really started doing that until probably less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But YouTube is definitely where we're most thriving right now. So, but yeah, we're in a world where short form videos are king. Yeah. And so it's just a matter of filming as much content as possible to the songs that you already have recorded. And, you know, every time you throw one out there, you hope that more people find you. So that's kind of been our whole, approach to that.
And Fenwick in the Futures is where we find you.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah, Fenwick, it's Fenwick spelled out and the Futures, even though our official name uses the ampersand. Okay. But spelling at Fenwick in the Futures, basically on every platform, Instagram as well, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube, all of those.
All right.
Well, check out their website, because when we're done with this show, I'm gonna do the interaction. That's so cool.
Absolutely.
You've got her hooked.
Awesome.
Hey, the last one that we have queued up for you, and this is, I honestly love the first two that we played tonight, Thanks But No Thanks and Stay Awake, but Wildfire Our Love is absolutely one of my favorites that you guys do, period. And we've listened to everything that you've got out there.
Yeah.
Tell us the background on Wildfire Our Love.
Yeah, so that's our... the first two we heard are from our newest album. Wildfire is probably our most popular from our previous album before that, which came out in 2017, 18-ish time. Definitely mm-hmm. more of a synth pop rock album as a whole. But Wildfire kind of starts out talking about the love story between my wife and me. The verses more so, but then overall it's just an anthemic call to embrace again. You know, we go through shadow in life, but sometimes, you know, it's a different metaphor of heat, you know, feeling the burn when we go through difficult times.
Sure.
You embrace the heat, embrace the burn, embrace the fire, the wildfire that occurs. And sometimes, you know, wildfires have to burn away parts of ourselves that are no longer needed, and that can be a difficult but also a very beautiful thing as well.
Man, that's great. That's going up on the quote wall.
Thank you.
That's deep. I like that a lot. Folks, you're going to love this one. Wildfire Our Love from Fenwick and the Futures.
I was down and out for the count, gonna hide it all back under, never look back out. But then you were center stage in the moment, living a life that I've been waiting for a lifetime. This was our time. Burn, but never gonna leave. This is how I love. It's gonna fight it. Wildfire.
Our love is a wildfire.
Well, she can run and he can hide, but never find out if all their mess is ever worth this ride. So we light it up, feel the flame, shut our eyes and embrace the pain. It only makes us stronger.
Wildfire,
light it brighter. Wildfire, fire. It can make you hurt, it can make you bleed. Bring it to a burn, but never gonna leave. This is how our love is gonna fight it.
Wildfire,
so light it up, feel the flame. Shut our eyes and embrace the pain as we fight it. Brighter, wild fire, don't fight it.
Wildfire, Our Love from Fenwick and the Futures. Absolutely love that tune, Nate. Absolutely.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm clapping for all the dancing happening on your end.
Hey, man, Nate, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for sharing what you've done. And we're looking forward to hearing so much more.
Absolutely. I'm honored to be with you guys and to share this time together. Thank you.
Glad we can make this happen. Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Michael Wayne Dale.
All right. Looking forward to that. Getting a little more country on us. Hey, that's a wrap on tonight's show. We want to thank one more time Nate Fenwick-Smith joining us from Fenwick in the Futures. Thank you so much, Nate.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Hey, folks out there in podcast land, we really appreciate all your support. If you know more bands like Fenwick in the Futures that you want us to be talking to, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And of course, we're out and about. You want to know where we're going to be? VehicleCitySound.com. The schedule's there. You'll know where you can find us as well. And thanks again for everything, you folks. You've really gotten behind us, and we really appreciate it. We appreciate having Fenwick in the Futures, Nate Fenwick-Smith, with us tonight. Hope you love the show. Hope you will continue to be with us. And hey, everybody, be good.